The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. Connect with ultra-fast speeds and our best ever Wi-Fi all around your home.
And welcome back. 51551 is the text. Watch your hands. Now, we are much more aware of sustainable fashion and upcycling clothing in order to curtail the beast that is fast fashion and manage our contribution to the environment. But there are other more sentimental reasons for reimagining a piece of clothing and transforming it into something more wearable. This is explored in an upcoming mini-series on the RTE Player called From the Same Cloth. And I'm joined now by Karen O'Mahony and Sarah Malocco, who feature in an episode together. Good morning to you both.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Not so bad. And I'm going to start with you, Karen, first of all, because you're a constant through this series. You're the one actually cutting the cloth.
I am, yes.
Tell us about the show and what you do in it.
Well, the show is based on, it's a kind of like a transformation show. So basically someone will come to me with, it's what I do generally, it's my business. So yeah. Someone will come to me with a something that they want to change, like a piece of clothes, something that has usually with a sentimental sort of sentimentality attached to it. And I will transform it into something different. So the show kind of follows the process, the making process of that. And also, there's a sort of human interest story behind it as well. So that's Sarah, and then a few other people as well.
And Sarah, let's go to you, because I watched the episode with you, and it's very moving, by the way, and because it's about the story of you and your dad.
Yes. So I heard about the show from a kind of call out on social media, and as soon as I saw it, I knew that it was like the perfect opportunity to get involved, because I had a kind of a t-shirt of my dad's. It was a vintage band t-shirt. I borrowed it from him when I was about 17. But, you know, it's one of those long-term kind of borrows where both parties involved know that it won't be returned, but you call it a borrow all the same. But I wore it to absolute death throughout college and in the years after, and I never really looked after it properly. I kind of let it go to rags, and it had quite a few holes in it. But unfortunately, my dad then passed away unexpectedly from late diagnosed cancer in 2018. So the t-shirt became a really important part of my memories of him. But because of its condition, I couldn't really wear it anymore. So the opportunity to take part in the series, it was kind of like almost like a redemption story for me, because I did have so much guilt about not looking after the piece properly. I could have never known before he passed away that it would become so sentimental.
Yeah.
So it was really amazing for me to be able to work with Karen and see her take something that had become almost like this delicate artifact and memory of my dad, and be able to turn it into something so incredible that not only can I wear and looks really cool, but is a tribute to my dad as well.
It was a Guns N' Roses t-shirt.
Yes, so it was a Guns N' Roses t-shirt from 1992 from a gig that he went to.
And vintage to you, but maybe not to some of us. 1992.
Me.
I mean, it looked really cool, even though it was worn. But as you say, you were kind of, when it became extra special after your dad sadly passed away, you kind of almost afraid of damaging it more.
Definitely. I just felt like I couldn't. It was the fear of damaging it further, and I already had a lot of kind of guilt attached to not looking after it. So it was just kind of sitting in my wardrobe, and that almost, I felt bad about that as well, because my dad had, you know, had such an amazing life wearing this t-shirt, and then I'd given it another lease of life wearing it out and about and not really taking care of it. So it was really important for me to try and give it another lease of life.
There's a sort of poignant symmetry as well to the idea that when you first heard about your dad being unwell, you were on your way to a gig in 2017.
I was. I actually was about to go to Electric Picnic, and I was just talking to my family, and they said, you know, you need to come down to Galway. You know, basically that something had happened. And I remember being like, oh no, like this has to be really bad, because yeah. They wouldn't just summon me down to back to Galway if it was good news, or, you know, that it was something they couldn't say over the phone.
And unfortunately, he had cancer and he died not long after that.
Yes, so he was diagnosed towards the very start of September in 2017, and he passed away in February of 2018.
So when you have this very precious Guns N' Roses t-shirt and you were going to Karen as part of this show, how did you feel when you were kind of handing something over that was obviously going to be transformed, but you must have been apprehensive?
To be honest, I trusted Karen completely. I had already been aware of her work. I had seen pieces that she had created through social media. And I felt like such an honour to have her be the person responsible for taking the t-shirt and doing the transformation. Of course, you know, thinking about her cutting it up and all that kind of stuff was a bit iffy for me, but I just knew that she was going to do it justice completely. Yeah.
And this is really what you do, Karen, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, I started out doing alterations a couple of years ago. I actually started out in film. I worked in film for 10 years.
Oh,
and
okay.
Then I moved from production into costume design, which I was working in workrooms and big productions that were being filmed in Ireland. So I sort of learned a lot of the skills that I use now today in those workrooms. And I wanted to go out on my own because film was a little bit unpredictable. So I started doing alterations, and then it sort of grew organically from that. Obviously, I've always had sustainability in mind. I'm an avid charity shopper, an online vintage shopper, you know, and vintage shops. So it's always been kind of my ethos to buy secondhand, and then also to kind of, you know, to change things up and thinking outside the box when it comes to clothes. So, it's what I do. It's what I love to do. I'm an extremely emotional and sentimental person.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I love the name of your business, by the way. It's Rag Order Dublin, by the way, we should say. But on the sentimental stuff, because you actually have a similar enough story, I think. You also had a piece that your dad used to wear.
Yeah, my dad died nearly 8 years ago now as well from cancer. So I have a connection to Sarah on that level as well.
Right.
I always feel that, you know, everyone who's lost their dad has that sort of similar pain and grief that you can share. But there's a photograph of him, and he's a very dapper dresser. You know,
right.
He's always very meticulous. His eye for detail is something that he passed on to me. So he was always in, you know, these crisp shirts and just looked fabulous anyway.
Right.
So there's a photograph of him in an Armani shirt. Insane. Yeah. And it was something that it's just always in my head, you know, just that image of him, because it's quite a strong image. I think it's in the show. And I had the shirt for ages in my wardrobe, and I didn't want to, I always had something, I was like, I want to do something with it, but I really need to think about what I'm doing with it because I want to wear it. So I changed it up anyway. It's not majorly different, but I just added something to it to make it a bit more feminine. And I wear it all the time now. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it's recycling, but it obviously keeps that strong memory going for you. And do you think it helps with grief having those tangible objects you can hold and use?
Yeah, totally. I mean, it's like, it's what I've been told. It's, you know, it's like being hugged by them almost.
Yes.
You know, it's not as good, but it's this feeling of having them around you and with you when you wear it. And I think it really does. It's such a comfort. I find it anyway with any time I wear my dad's shirt. There's almost a pride that I have in it that I wear it.
Yeah.
I have one of his necklace. I have a necklace of his as well that I wear, and it's a tangible thing that you can. And I do think that they chose those things because they liked them. You know, so. There was thought that went into them buying those things. So it's sort of an energy that's left in them.
That's it. It's the energy, isn't it, from it?
Yeah.
So we'll go back to the Guns N' Roses t-shirt, 1992 on it. And Sarah, you've got an amazing sense of style that we can see in the show. Can you describe your kind of your own personal style to us?
Oh, God. I think sometimes it can be anything on any given day. Sometimes it's a bit goth, sometimes it's a bit 80s. My mum will be like, that's a bit garish, looks like something I would have worn in the 80s. You know, lots of kind of vintage influences. But I definitely think as well, like, my dad totally influenced my style. because of his taste in music, like that kind of rock aesthetic with like leather and studs and band t-shirts, like that would be very much my vibe.
You're just really confident in your style. I mean, that's half the battle, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think when you're growing up, you spend a lot of time caring about what other people think of you, and you spend a lot of time meticulously choosing what you're going to wear based on what other people will think when they see it. But I think over the last few years, I really grew out of that and started coming into my own a lot more. And especially when I got involved a bit more in sustainable fashion and the kind of sustainable fashion community in Ireland and in Dublin, I think that really, really helped me to develop my style in a way that was totally my own.
Yeah, and I mean, it's great because you're really, really happy with the results of how your t-shirt ended up as a new garment.
Oh, I was completely delighted. I even feel like kind of looking back on the episode when I watch my reaction, I feel like I look so subdued, but inside I was just overwhelmed with how incredible it was. Yeah. I remember seeing it for the first time and just hugging Karen like a weirdo, just like couldn't stop hugging her.
Yeah.
Because we had obviously kind of gone on this journey together. We had connected with our mutual understanding of the grief of losing our dads, and it was just so amazing to see it for the first time.
And it's well worth for people out there to follow that story as well, from the same cloth. It's on the RTE Player and it's from the 24th of November. Best of luck to you both, by the way. Thank you very much for sharing your stories, Karen and Sarah.
Thank you.
Thank
Rag
you so
Order
much.
Dublin is Karen's business, and Sarah Malocco, thanks a million for that. That's so from the same cloth, as I say, from the 24th of November on the RTE Player.